talking with the experts.
Mm-hmm. So how can we sort of balance those two things, and how can we find, and we've discussed about, you know, finding the tasks that we don't like, but how can we, you know, get the mindset where we know that we need to change how we do things?
Well, when you start thinking about, if you start getting remarks from your friends like, wow, we don't see much of you anymore, or gosh, it sure would be great to have a nice hot meal, or something like, we should take a vacation. And then your immediate thought is, but I've got a business to run, I can't take a vacation. You know, those are signals that you might want to think about how things can be different for you, so that yes, you can see your friends more often. Yes, you can spend some time either taking a cooking class or preparing a meal for your spouse or planning that vacation. Those things are so important for work-life balance. So work-life balance is not only important in corporate America, like if you got a corporate 8-to-5 job or whatever, but when you're a business owner, it's even more important, because business can sometimes consume you, especially if you're doing what you love.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. Here we discuss all things business by business owners for business owners. Here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Renee Hastings. And Renee is going to be talking to us about the power of virtual assistants and delegating for success. Now, Renee is the president and CEO of Executive Help Now. She leads a team providing virtual assistant services to small business owners, content creators, and busy executives. She has over 15 years of experience, and Renee offers administrative support, video podcast production, and business consulting. Despite challenges, she holds a degree in business management, serves as a Dale Carnegie Leadership Training Coach, and appeared on the NBC's KCRA News 3 discussing business and virtual assistants during the pandemic. Renee is also an inspirational speaker. She's a podcast host, a successful entrepreneur, and a philanthropist. Leveraging her expertise, she empowers executives to prioritize life's pleasures while boosting their productivity, enabling them to enjoy more meals at home, take vacations, and delegate those tasks efficiently. Renee, thank you for joining me today. Let's discuss a little bit about your journey from, you know, what got you into being supplying virtual assistant services.
Well, thank you so much, Rose, for having me on your show today. I'm super excited and truly honored to be able to sit with you for just a little while and talk about the power of virtual assistants. So I was always told that if you're going to do something, do what you love and you never work a day in your life. And that is so true. I've always loved serving others. And so my experience has been as an executive assistant, supporting many high-level, senior-level executives in corporate America, in the C-suite, chief executive officers, chief financial officers, chief marketing officers, all the chiefs. I got to be their right hand, and I absolutely loved it. I loved being the person that they could count on to get things done or to anticipate their needs before they even thought about what they needed, and made their life so much easier. So when my kids grew up and left home and we became empty nesters, I still had this passion and drive and desire to serve other executives. So even though I was working a full-time day job, I still started this business on the side. And I put that in air quotes, because eventually my side hustle, air quotes, became a full-time business that actually did start to scale. And I started to discover the importance of virtual assistants from my own personal experience of being overwhelmed and overloaded with too much work from my day job, too many responsibilities, being a wife and mother, and active in my community and running a business. It was too much. I was overwhelmed. I was not getting enough sleep. It was not sustainable. I do not recommend it. I discovered, my uncle said to me, you need some help. You need to get an assistant. And so, long story short, I hired my first virtual assistant. And when I recognized the difference in my own quality of life, when I brought on an assistant, I was like, everybody has to have an assistant. There's just no two ways about it. Everyone needs an assistant. And so this is what I'm going to focus on, making a business. Provides the best assistance for every executive and business owner.
As business owners, we tend to want to do everything ourselves, and it's hard to let go of those tasks that we find menial or meaningless, but they need to be done. And this is where a virtual assistant can, you know, really help us. And but the power of delegation, you know, how do we go about learning or teaching ourselves how to delegate to others, those tasks that we, you know, don't particularly like but need to be done?
Rose, one of the things that's super important is that we recognize, first of all, before we start to even think about delegating, I'll share my own experience. When I started delegating tasks to my new assistant, I discovered that even though I knew I could do this myself, and I was a perfectionist, and I often believed that if it was going to be done right, I had to do it myself. But when I was handing things over, I felt this trepidation, this angst, this anxiety welling up within me. And I was like, what? Where is that coming from? Why am I feeling so nervous about handing something over? And I discovered that there were a lot of things going on within myself. One was that whole perfectionist lens that I was looking through, that this lie that I was telling myself that only I could do this the best way. That is not true, that I had to get it over myself. I discovered that I had trust issues, that like these people trust issues. I mean, I'm revealing pieces of myself to this person that I don't know very well. So that's a whole thing that I had to deal with and go through, and that many business owners might find themselves in the same situation, or they feel like, you know, someone's going to make a mistake, or that it would take them too much time to teach somebody how to do it. They could just do it themselves and it'd be done quicker, that sort of thing. Or they may even feel like they're just losing control over whatever this matter is. But we have several clients who were like me and had difficulty letting go so that they could delegate and really feel and experience the power of virtual assistants. One of our clients, I'll call him Dr. Smith, exact same situation. But what he did was he delegated one small thing first. One thing that if something happened, it wouldn't be the end of the world. He would just be annoyed. And the more times that his assistant showed up consistently performing that task really well and offering to do more for him, the easier it was for him to let go of a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And now he's expanded his services and he's expanded the amount of time that he has with his assistant, because the over time that trust develops. And then he now has the power and ability to do more things, meet more clients, have more speaking engagements, spend more time with his family, because he's not doing all of those things that he used to do that his assistant now does.
Absolutely. So Renee, you know, you've sort of touched on, you know, boosting our efficiency as business owners by delegating the tasks, frees up our time to do other things, whether that be other business things or, on a more private level. However, how can we do that and, I guess, get over the fear of, you know, delegating those things that we think we could do better than someone else?
Well, that's a great question. I absolutely love it because it really, for me, I can share my experience. It took a lot of positive self-talk and reassurance to myself. So I had to do some mind work on myself to reassure myself that what I'm doing is for my overall good and for my better health to help me avoid burnout in what I was doing because it was just not healthy. And so I had to just keep saying to myself, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. You can delegate this one little thing. Check it out, trust but verify. Let them do it, but then check it, make sure it's done right. And the more that you trust but verify all throughout the whole process, it just gets easier and easier and easier. And then my assistant and I developed this relationship where she just knew me. She knew what I would need. She knew what I wanted. She knew what I would what I would expect. And so she went over and above and would do things for our clients that I wouldn't have even thought about because of her past frames of reference and experience that she brought with her to the role. So I was like, oh, wow. When she would told me all the different things she did, I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. Thank you so much. I didn't even think about that. So the relationship definitely grew over time, but it was after she proved herself. And not, I don't know if that came out right, but I hope you get what I'm
No,
trying
I
to say.
understand that she has to prove, or a VA has to prove that they're up to the task and that you can work together, because there's no point having a virtual assistant that you have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get the task done, or that they continually make errors, or don't listen to the instruction that you're giving them. So I understand what you're trying to say. It's can be quite challenging, and sometimes it might take three or four time goes to find a virtual assistant that you can work with that that suits your temperament and your personality.
Absolutely. That is so true. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy that I get to do is make the matches between the virtual assistants on our team and the clients to make sure that their needs are met. That's one of my jobs as the owner of the business is to make the matches. So I know all of the members of my team and I know their skills, their aptitude, their demeanor, their all the different things that they can do. And then when I talk to a client and they say, I need A, B, C, and D done, I know who on my team can do A, B, C, and D very, very well. And they've got the capacity, they've got the scheduling, it works out really well. And so I get to make these really great matches that last a long time. And because when a person gets a match, they don't want someone else that they have to deal with, a week from now or a month from now. They want to be able to develop relationship. That takes time. And so those are the kinds of relationships that we do. Of course, we do a one-off project here and there for different people, but the majority of our clients are long-term clients with great matches.
Yeah, that's how it should be too, that you can, work long term with somebody and not have it chopped and changed around. Renee, I want to ask you about identifying those tasks that we need to delegate, when the time comes to do that. How can we figure out which tasks are best suited for a virtual assistant to handle?
Well, what you'll want to do is think about what are those tasks that you're doing that are not making you any money? Those things that are taking away your time from being able to make more money. A lot of times that could include email management. It could include calendar management, trying to schedule meetings with busy people who have busy calendars, all the back and forth with the emails. That can really eat away at your day. And then before you know it, the day is gone. You still have all these other things to do. And all you did was schedule one meeting because everybody was so difficult to get a hold of or coordinate all the schedules. Those are, I call them time sucks. Those things suck your time away from being able to really do the things that are taking your business to the next level or moving the needle to you reaching your goal that you have set for your business.
Yeah, that's a great idea because, you know, for me, when I start to delegate would be the financial side of it because I don't like that type of, I just don't like numbers. I don't like me, you know, someone that could look after my back end of my business in the financial part of it would be absolutely ideal because, yeah, just, and I think if people that don't like numbers and aren't financially savvy, a VA would be the perfect person, I do believe.
Absolutely. That is so true. So many people don't like sending out invoices. They don't like doing billing. They don't like making sure they got paid, even though we all need to get paid. All that tracking, all of the, you know, keeping track of the numbers, making sure everything is balancing, the bookkeeping type of activities, those are some things that some people actually wake up ready to do and love to do. And I say, have at it. That is not my gift. That is not my talent. I would much rather hand that over to someone who actually loves doing those things and can do it quickly. They can look at something and say, oh, you're missing this, 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 and this. And let me check on that for you and make sure that gets handled. Those are the people I need in my life and I love having in my life.
Yeah, same here. I think, I used to own a retail food business some years ago. And, you know, I used to put off doing the paperwork to put in the monthly taxation obligations. And I just so disliked it so much. And because then we get into trouble because the paperwork wasn't entered in the, you know, on time with the taxation. You know, if I had a VA back in those days, I would have loved it.
Right, exactly. They would have taken care of everything for you and all of you would have to just check, trust but verify.
Yeah, absolutely. But Renee, it's really important to balance our business growth with our personal life and, you know, the fulfillment that we get from doing our personal, having a personal life. A lot of us as business owners don't have a lot of time with family and friends and, you know, as you said earlier, you know, come home and you know, you've got to cook a meal, you've got to look after your children and you've got to spend some time and quality time with your friends, you know, whether that be on the weekend or after hours, you know, during the week. How can, and using a virtual assistant can help with those tasks. Mm-hmm. So how can we sort of balance those two things and how can we find, and we discussed about, you know, finding the tasks that we don't like, but how can we, you know, get the mindset where we know that we need to change how we do things?
Well, when you start thinking about, if you start getting remarks from your friends like, wow, we don't see much of you anymore, or gosh, it sure would be great to have a nice hot meal. Or something like, we should take a vacation. And then your immediate thought is, but I've got a business to run. I can't take a vacation. You know, those are signals that you might want to think about how things can be different for you so that, yes, you can see your friends more often. Yes, you can spend some time either taking a cooking class or preparing a meal for your spouse or planning that vacation. Those things are so important for work-life balance. So work-life balance is not only important in corporate America, like if you got a corporate 8-to-5 job or whatever, but when you're a business owner, it's even more important because business can sometimes consume you, especially if you're doing what you love, because that was my situation. I really loved what, and I still do, what we do. We are impacting lives. And I absolutely love that we get to impact lives every single day. So it's hard for me to turn it off. And so when my husband gives me the side eye, he's like, I'm hungry. I need food. I have to shut it off. And so I have to be more disciplined about how I'm managing my own time. And so there are team members who actually serve as like personal assistants to our clients. And they will make the appointments that parents need to have for their children. They will put their kids' schedules on their calendar so that they don't have to worry about missing games or missing recitals or things like that. They can schedule that spa appointment for you so that you actually make it to the spa to have your me time or whatever that looks like. You can utilize a virtual assistant not just for the business, but also for your own personal well-being. I equate having a virtual assistant to self-care. It's just that important.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way to look at it too. As long when they can help you run your personal life as well as your business life, I think you've got it made, and you can enjoy all that quality time that you probably missed out on in the beginning when you started your business. Now,
Yes.
Renee can be found at on Facebook at Executive Help Now. She can find her on LinkedIn at Executive Help Now, at her website. On Instagram, on YouTube at Renee Hastings. And tell me about your podcast, Renee.
So our podcast was created to help provide a platform for other women business owners. As I was growing this business and learning so many things every single day, it seemed like I was learning something new. I didn't want other women business owners to go through the same thing I went through. So I used the platform to provide an opportunity for guests to come on the show to talk about their areas of expertise that we as business owners need to know and understand if we're going to start a successful business, maintain a successful business, and scale to be even more successful. And so I have guests on the show. We have a show that drops every Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And it's a different subject matter that relates to business and how we can get better at being business owners and self-care along the way. So it's
Yeah,
a great show. I love it.
sounds really great. I mean, the podcast is called Renee Speaks. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You tell me a little bit about the offering that you've got. It's a flip book, I'm taking it.
Yes. So we have curated material that will make your life so much easier, so many shortcuts, so many productivity tools. They are available if you go to our website. It is available if you want more information. There's a guide to how to know when you're ready for a virtual assistant. There's also another guide, what can a virtual assistant do for you? Along with the productivity tools. So many great resources available to help you take the next step and or at least get a better understanding of where you currently are. And if you are in these particular situations, maybe just call and have a conversation about what it could look like. Our packages start at just 10 hours a month, which is ideal for someone who doesn't need somebody at 20 hours a week or 40 hours a week, but just 10 hours a month to lighten the load. That really can make a difference and help you get started living a more balanced and healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, sounds absolutely wonderful. Renee, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience today?
One of the things I discovered in some of our guestings from Renee Speaks, one of the guests on the show is in a situation that I think a lot of people are in today, where not only are they running a business or maybe even still working a full-time day job, but they also have aging parents. And so they're being pulled in so many different directions and so many responsibilities. Your virtual assistant can help you with that as well. So what her situation was, her parents wanted a new person to come and do their lawn. But she didn't know anything about people in the area who handled lawn care. And I said, have your assistant do some research and provide you with some options. So all you have to do is pick. And she said, that really makes so much sense. I already feel lighter just thinking about that. Like that could really be a thing. So just really think about how much better and easier your life can be when you bring on help. When you bring on help, you make things better for yourself and you're able to scale your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think getting a virtual assistant has got to be icing on the cake, so to speak, when when you are a bit challenged with finding enough hours in the day to get everything done, and then you don't need to stress so much and get that be burnt out and not have time for yourself. And it's really important to find that time for yourself, that self-care time.
Absolutely, 100%. Couldn't agree more.
Renee, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing with us, why we all need to have a virtual assistant.
Well, thank you, Rose, for having me. It's been wonderful. You were made for something great. So go and be awesome.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.